Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan. A fire at high-rise office tower in Changsha, Hunan province, was quickly brought under control and extinguished. The China Telecom building is more than 200 meters tall. Completed in 2000, it was the first building in the city taller than 200 meters. There were no reports of casualties so far. An investigation into the cause of the fire is currently underway. 18 projects by private companies will be launched in Pudong with a total investment of more than 20 billion yuan. The companies are in the biopharmaceutical, integrated circuit and creative sectors. Zhang Hong tells us more.
Intuitive Surgical, Fosun Medical Technology Company, will build a manufacturing and innovation base in Pudong's Zhangjiang area to expand access to robotic-assisted surgery to more patients in China. The company is a joint venture between Fosun and Intuitive Surgical, the U.S.-based developer of Da Vinci surgical robot. The company's production and innovation base, which is expected to be operational in 2025, will produce Da Vinci surgery robots for the Chinese market.
With the new base, high-end medical facilities like the surgical robots can be upgraded and better serve Chinese patients.
Other projects include industrial parks for digital simulation and biomedicine. There are about 260,000 private companies in Pudong, accounting for 87% of all companies in the district. Chairman of a biotechnology company said its development is partly attributed to Pudong's good business environment.
We are in the upstream of the medical industrial chain, developing mediums for cell growth. Every year our revenue increases by over 100%. In the future, we'll be able to replace imported essential raw materials with our products and also export our products.
Pudong government officials have been helping these companies expand into the global market. The Shanghai Federation of Industry and Commerce signed an agreement today with the Pudong government to attract more private companies in the Yangtze Delta to invest in the district.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen yesterday arrived in Kiev for her third visit since the Russia-Ukraine conflict began. The Commission President said the EU will fully support Ukraine in the EU accession process, adding that the bloc intends to expand the purchase of electricity from Ukraine. The White House yesterday announced a new security package for Ukraine worth $600 million. The equipment will be drawn from existing stock and inventories, and it will include additional arms, ammunition, and equipment. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova responded that the U.S. Would be crossing a red line and become an actual party to the conflict if it supplies long-range missiles to Ukraine.